Well, what do you call this part of the leg?
I would call it the shin bone.
Okay. Man, you know, talking to somebody outside for a long time, he might squat down on his what? What'd you say?
On his knees, just squat out on his knees, I reckon.
Okay, or
would legs.
Would you ever say hunker or?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Say hunker down.
Okay. Would you use the word haunches? Haunches. Would you use that word?
No, ma'am.
Okay, just hunker. What all would that mean?
Well, I just wouldn't know a lot of all.
Okay.
Not too much of anything.
Let me see. Well, some of these hippies will grow a what? On their face?
Beard.
Okay. And some of them will grow one so long it'll fall down onto their
chest.
Okay. Then somebody's not in real good health. They might not look so good, you know, they might lose weight and get kind of pale and so forth. You say to them, well, you look what?
You don't look healthy.
Okay. What else might you say to describe that?
Well, you just different things. You say, well, you look pale or sickly or not healthy or something
okay.
like that, you see.
Would you ever use peaked?
Speaking.
Peaked.
Yes, ma'am. You use that very often, so you look peaked.
Okay. How about puny?
Yes, ma'am. You use that, puny.
Okay.
Look puny.
Well, what about a person who looks like he could pick up maybe 250 pounds and walk clear out to the highway with it? What would you say about how he looked?
So he looked healthy and strong.
Okay. Would you ever use any more words for that?
Well, one just stout and healthy and strong.
Okay. Somebody that's always in a real good mood, they always seem to be happy and so forth, what sort of a person do you say they are?
Well, I'd have to say he was a healthy person and enjoying life.
Okay. What else would you call him? You know, about how, you know, he always seems to be so friendly and so forth to people.
Well, kind and
okay.
Good and it all.
Okay. Would you ever say, call him pleasant or clever or good-natured or one of those?
Good-natured.
Okay. Well, what about somebody who, they always seem to be, you know, some big teenage boy always seems to be bumping into things or, kicking something over, something like that. You say he's